أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مبارك on the ولادات of Imam Ali Naqi, also known as Imam al-Hadi. Those who met Imam Hadi alayhi salam, including his enemies, were not blinded to his remarkable merits. At the time of Imam Hadi, the tyrant and illegitimate ruler at the time, Mutawakkil, ordered that he imprisoned in Medina. Mutawakkil appointed the cruelest warden possible, Zaraki, to watch over the Imam and make his existence miserable. However, just as the guards of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam's great-grandfather, became his most loyal followers, Zaraki would witness the Imam's love and submission to God and profess his loyalty towards Imam Hadi alayhi salam. This demonstrates a natural human inclination towards the excellent manners and sincere worship of the Imams. When the Khalifa was made aware of this, he told Zaraki, "I appointed you so that you behave with your prisoner in the utmost vicious and ill manner behavior." The guard responded to the Khalifa by narrating the sublime attributes of his prisoner. "O chief, this person seems to be higher than angels in spiritual accomplishments. Since he is in my charge, I have not ever seen him eat during the day and sleep whole night. How do you expect me to deal harshly with one who mostly busy in the worship of Allah, who fasts every day, who does not demand anything, who never had a bad word for anyone, whose favorite activity is remembrance of Allah? How can I oppress him and destroy my hereafter?" "O chief," he lamented so intensely due to the fear of Allah that his beard gets wet with his tears. He recites the Quran in such a melodious way that if one who hears it had a heart of stone, it would melt like wax. "I think that you have put an angel under my charge. I have seen many worshippers, but I haven't seen anyone like him." Wa akiru duwana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.